When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Will. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm moving, so I have a very different setup today, but I am so happy. We had a blessed move, and the house is great, and my kids are good, and so all is well. You know, I got this microphone, and you and our amazing guest today.
Yeah, which is great. What you don't have is the giant green screen behind you.
And I also don't have any makeup on, so
I
don't
know, but you're
judge.
A vision. You're always a vision. Makeup or no makeup, you're a vision, and we know it.
Thanks, guys.
That's very sweet. But no, we're really happy because we've got not only an incredible voiceover actor today, but a young voiceover actor. So I'm intrigued to talk to him about kind of what the nature of the business is now as compared to kind of when we started.
That sounds awesome.
I hate
love
to say
that.
This, but what the kids are watching nowadays, I really, you know, I can't
it's
wait.
It's really cool, though, to see, especially because you are one of the voices of Batman, and he is playing Robin. And in fact, he's the first African-American Robin, right?
Represented. Yeah, the first iteration of a Black Robin, which is really, really cool.
And he is, I mean, he's just already had such a great career. So AJ Hudson is on today on I Hear Voices, and we'll get to chat with him.
This is going to be fun.
Oh,
hello.
Hey. AJ!
Welcome to the show. Okay, wait.
Thank you.
I'm starting right away with he's wearing the ultimate t-shirt.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Ever.
Wait, how did he know that you were a fan?
I don't know. I've been playing D&D for years, and so nice. We are automatically besties, AJ.
Yay.
Do you play?
I love to hear. I don't. We just, honestly, we were going shopping for my little New York Comic Con trip, and we saw this shirt, and I was like, huh. Or actually, my dad was like, oh, I like this shirt.
That's an old school one, too. I can tell that is the original Dungeons and Dragons one there. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome to I Hear Voices, AJ. We're excited to have you.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah. I also really like his blue background. He's got a great, vibrant blue background.
Using all my self tapes.
You will, you will find as we are going along in this podcast that Christy and I really have no idea what we're doing. So we're going to talk about your shirt. We're going to talk about the stuff in the background. It's like, what kind of chair are you sitting on, AJ? Yeah, we're pulling at straws.
Wait, but what kind of chair are you sitting on?
Oh, don't start.
Let me look for a label.
Looks like a Deadpool.
You're good.
Like.
Yeah. So we're talking about, first of all things voiceover, obviously, and we were looking at certain things about your career because the first thing that pops up is your age. You're young. You're 16?
Yes, sir.
16. And 16, and to have the career you have, especially in the voiceover world, is pretty remarkable. So how did you get started doing animation?
As far as how did I get started? Well, you know, I started acting like on screen when I was 6. My dad just threw me into that because he thought it would be nice. But I don't even remember my first voiceover. I just remember it happening and then everything built up upon that over the years.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was super cool when we look, and I can relate to, I also started acting on screen when I was 6 years old. Well, actually, I started in theater. I think I think when you start young, it makes you very like malleable, like to do many different things, right? So
yeah.
Even though, you know, you're using your voice to understand how to be a character and to be different characters, at a young age, that translates pretty quickly over to voice, to voiceover work, right?
Yes, definitely.
See, that's interesting that you would say that, because I've worked with a number of on-camera actors, and maybe it's because they didn't start young.
Yes, it's because they're adults.
That weren't able to really transition as well into the voiceover world as you would expect
them
to
be. That makes sense.
And so it's you're working with somebody that you've admired for years and years and years as an on-camera actor. And AJ, we're going to get into the list of people that you have worked with, because it's to say it's impressive when you get into Kathy Bates, Samuel L. Jackson, Ted Danson. We're just throwing out
Danny
names
DeVito.
There. Yeah, it's incredible. But I think you're right, because you get set in your ways when it comes to your craft. And if you are strictly an on-camera actor and then you're thrown into voiceover, it is a different thing. Do you even remember what your first voiceover gig was?
I think it was, I did a Barbie.
Yes, you were Jace. Show. Were you Jace?
Yeah.
Okay, and you recurred in all of these Barbie, Dreamhouse.
A lot.
So you were, that was like a big, like that was almost like your, not a big break, but like that was a big deal.
Yeah. And that was really fun. Like not even just the recording process, but even just going to the studio, they always had my favorite snacks in there. They had some red vines, some M&Ms over to the side. I was like, yeah, I could get used to this.
You know what? I gotta be real. You just unlocked like an entirely amazing childhood, adolescent memory of mine. This is something that they do in the voiceover world. The voiceover.
Well, like, it's on camera too.
Yeah.
If there's kids around, there's candy.
Yeah, but no. Do you don't remember this at LA Studios where we used to film Kim Possible? They would ask you like, oh, hey, what do you like? Oh, you want more of this? Okay, we'll make sure. And I always wanted string cheese for some random reason. And they always made sure they had string. But they do, like the snack game in these places is on point.
It is. It's
Salami.
Also,
Salami Studios definitely hooked me up.
Salami's
Which studio?
Got some great
Salami?
Stuff. Salami's got some great stuff.
You would think so.
Exactly. I just find it interesting, Christy, that the thing you asked for is dairy as you're about to record.
Showed you how
just
pro
like
I was.
The worst thing you could ask for when you
close up those vocal cords.
Exactly.
It lubricated them. Okay.
It's perfect. I want cheese sticks and a pack of smokes. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So when you were growing up, were you a fan of animation before you started acting in it? Did you have certain animated series that you watched religiously?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sure, like, as many young kids, you know, cartoons is just something that we watch. So, favorite? Oh, I don't even know what I'm thinking. Phineas and Ferb. Me and my mom.
Phineas and Ferb.
In love with that show for forever now, so, yeah.
Okay, what else? I gotta ask. Because you're getting into the, you're into the bat world now.
I'm just saying.
You're in the DC world, so were
you
a fan of superheroes
growing up? You do know who Will is, right? AJ.
I know who is.
Do you know who Will is, this co-host of mine?
My first gig was Batman. So
he is Batman.
So that was really cool. But did you have a favorite DC superhero growing up?
Or now,
see, about
even.
About that.
Okay.
I kind of am a Spider-Man fan, but...
Okay.
But, you know...
I am too.
As far as DC, I do like... I like The Flash. I don't know why. I like all his suits and his just speed. Something about him is just really nice. And then, of course, Robin. As I've done more research, I love Robin. And I watch Teen Titans Go a lot. So
oh, yeah. Will, you're
I
on do, that, aren't
I like,
you?
I like Robin.
It's funny. I'm both... I'm Flash. I'm Kid Flash on Teen Titans Go. But I also... write a lot of the but I've written some of the episodes for you just ripped my leg. That's all.
Wow.
But I wrote the pilot of that show, and then I wrote a couple of the Dungeons and Dragons episode where they're riding the dragon.
Well, naturally,
all that kind of stuff.
It all comes full circle.
It does. And
ends up with AJ.
it does.
As the new generation of voice actor.
By the way, you don't have to hang your head low when you're talking about not liking DC. I get that. There's people that have the different camps, and Marvel is perfectly acceptable, especially Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
Who
especially
is
a great
character all the way around.
Oh,
yeah.
So great.
So tell me a little bit about Batwheels, because it sounds incredible.
Well, also, the work that you've done, like you were just mentioning about Robin and doing research.
Yeah. Well, let's do Batwheels first.
Okay.
First of all, it's been a great experience. Mr. Michael and Mr. Simon, they've been amazing in the studio. It's been great to work with them. And I remember when I first got the job and my dad and I were looking at it, we had to do some research on who Duke Thomas was, who a Black Robin was. And we had, as it went on, we were like, oh, this is pretty nifty. I get to be the first Black Robin on screen. That is huge beyond my comprehension. So, but yeah, Batwheels, just a kid-friendly Batman TV show, more based around cars. So like Gotham City is more like an amusement park, a bunch of ramps, a bunch of swoop-de-loops, a bunch of freeways, and yeah, just a preschool-friendly, not watered-down version of Batman, but definitely a less, you know, dark Batman, because, you know, these are preschoolers that need to be watching this. So.
Sure. No, and there's nothing wrong with that. So the Bruce Timm, who is one of the biggest creators of Batman, he created Batman the Animated Series, mm-hmm. Batman Beyond, Justice League, some of the biggest things ever. He always said, because he's become the authority on Batman, he always said there always needs to be a Batman for everyone. So there's a Batman for little kids and a Batman for adults. Sometimes the movies are very dark and the cartoons are very light. Sometimes the cartoons are very dark and the movies are very light. But there's always a Batman for everybody. And this is a perfect example, Batwheels. So it's for preschoolers that can get introduced to the world of the Dark Knight, which is pretty great.
And I would say that the aesthetic, from what I've seen, it still does have some, it seems very nighttime. It feels very dark.
Oh, it's still Gotham.
They're bright. They're like in the caves and whatnot. Yeah. And it's like their bright lights are what kind of shine from within. And it kind of almost humanizes the cars and makes them, I feel like, very accessible to, like, my kids are going to love the show. So,
speaking on what you said about the nighttime, I remember in our interview that we did with the directors, that was what they were going for. They wanted just bright light during nighttime, making Gotham look fun and less dark than in previous, you know, installments of Batman. So
You want
Too Fast, Too Furious, preschool.
Exactly.
Or I would think it's probably more Cars, right? Cars meets Batman. Yeah. I think that's probably how it
will mix up there. Yeah.
A little mashup. I think that's very, very cool. When you were doing your research, what did you discover about the Robins that you were reading about? Because there are so many, and there's some that are loved and some that are hated, and some that, I mean, they're Jason Todd. They just killed off.
How can you hate Robin?
Are you kidding? So when Robin was, because there's different Robins. So some people like, you know, for instance, Jason Todd. People didn't like Jason Todd at all, whereas people loved Dick Grayson, who went off and became Nightwing. Everybody's got all of these backgrounds, and everybody has a favorite Batman. So there's a famous story where they put out a comic book series where Jason Todd was essentially the Joker captures Jason Todd, and they left it up to the audience what happens, and it was like 90% voted to kill him. So that's what happened, is Jason Todd was killed.
Wait, so then how do you be a likable, how do you become a likable Robin then?
Well, I don't think you get to choose. It's some people, you know, why do some people like certain characters on television shows and some other characters are hated? It's just, it's the same with comic books. We've talked about some of the shows you liked growing up, and we've talked about some of the shows that you're doing now. Do you have a dream role? Like, if you could pick any animated character you wanted to do, is there one you would pick right away?
Is it Spider-Man?
That would be one of them. But honestly, I'd want to voice myself, like me animated. I feel like that would be something that would just blow my mind.
Dude, we've never heard that before.
Okay, so I'm curious. In what iteration would you be? Just you? Would you be a superhero? Would you, like, what would it be?
You know what? Thinking about that, I would want to be some type of superhero basketball piano player, like, for everything I do now. So
that's
just
so cool.
A pretty over the top version of me, more
All
over
right.
the top, because I already am over the top.
We know you're a big basketball fan, but you said, do you play the piano as well? You're a musician as well?
Oh yeah, I actually have a piano right here next to me. I've been playing piano for 11 years now.
Do you sing as well? Are you a songwriter, or is it just more about just playing the piano?
I do sing a little bit. I do sing. I sing when I'm playing my piano, all that.
I think AJ might be one of the first piano playing. I know we've had some musician voice actors, but I don't think we've spoken to somebody who does that. Do you feel like your relationship to music kind of informs the way that you're, like, going about, you know, the way that you're doing your voice acting?
Honestly, yes. Like when you think of rhythm and cadence, all that goes into play when you're doing a scene, especially in voiceover, because the movement isn't really there, so you have to do all of it with your voice. So you have to just keep that in mind while you're recording. So yeah, I like that question.
Yeah, there's a inordinate number of voiceover actors that are also musicians. It's I would go so far as to say most. So most of the people we talk to also have some sort of musical background. It lends itself to using your voice as an instrument, whether that's singing or changing the voices that you're doing or whatever it is. It's just there is something very musical, very lyrical about being a voiceover actor. And it's also, I hate to say this, but it makes you, man, it makes you perfect for Disney. Like you for the on-camera
Whoa.
Disney actor, you know what I mean? It's like you're gonna be the musician, you're happy, you're fun. It's like, yeah, okay, geez.
The amount of auditions I've gone on for stuff like that is just
Oh, I'm
unimaginable.
sure. And now is acting something that you're interested in as a career? Is voice acting something you want to focus on? Or are you like, hey, I'm doing this until I get my basketball scholarship?
Honest, I'm gonna say, I don't know, I was gonna say it's a mix of all three, but no, acting and voice acting is definitely something that I'm going to be doing until I'm old. So yeah, I don't see myself stopping. I enjoy it too much, and it's too, not easy, but it's a fun job where I get to be myself, I get to be other people, and it's just so entertaining, the different things that I can do on and off screen.
Are you working on any voices in general? Like, have you been trying to experiment with different voices? Or is it mostly like you're familiarizing yourself with your voice as you are at 16?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really like I've been doing a British accent, or it's like kind of a mix of a British and Australian accent. I can never differentiate the two, but that's really the only voice I do consistently. And I've been trying to work on that more because, I like people like Tom Holland who just they have such a great American accent. So I'm like, I want to have a great British accent. So, maybe a British film comes up and I might be able to,
I love
do on that,
that. That
That's
voice is
awesome.
awesome.
Do you want a really easy technique for differentiating between English and Australian?
Yes, I
So the
do.
easiest thing you can do is to get into Australian is you talk about saying they always say good day, good eye.
Yeah, mate.
So you say
Yeah.
it's a good eye. Like I've got a
Good
good
eye.
eye, good eye. So if
Good
you
eye,
say good
mate.
eye, then all of a sudden you're Australian.
Good eye.
Okay.
All right, then.
It
I
throws
don't
you right. And
know.
13, that's
All
the
right,
other one.
then.
They talk about numbers. So 13 instead of 13,
13.
No, 13.
with British, it's
13.
thirteen, but with
13.
Australian, it's 13. So you run
I don't know, it
through them.
seems like British is more sophisticated. Like I've got a cup of tea here. It's
Exactly. Well, it also
more light in
depends
a way.
on the British accent you're trying to do because you could go very
Oh my
cockney,
gosh. So
like everything
much.
like this, and it doesn't matter what you're saying because it all comes out, And then they say,
Yeah.
but dropping your H's or whatever, and then there's other ones
Whatever.
where very very proper. It's very proper British. So, and I'm terrible at accents. So I mean that's a whole nother thing where
But
you sit with
accents are
people.
learnable, see,
It
versus
is.
like, I feel like there's a lot of resources for folks out there, even people listening to the podcast. You can go even on YouTube and you can learn dialects.
Sure.
I think that's great, AJ, that you're challenging yourself to learn new dialects. That's totally, I feel like, achievable and really inspirational. Now I want to go learn. I also heard that
Now,
if you say beer can, that it's bacon.
it,
Beer
what?
can. Beer can. Sounds
In
like,
what
I don't
accent is
know.
that? What is that even
Beer can.
Beer
Beer can.
What is that? But what is it? Are you trying to say beer? I
I
don't
have no
It's
understand what's happening
Jamaican,
down
but
right
then
now.
it's also a different one, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
Ken.
Beer can. What the other, I forgot what the other accent was,
I don't
but that
even
was like
know
a
what to say.
hack,
I
and I don't know if it was Australian or
honestly don't even
Mm-mm.
know how to answer that. We're just gonna plow through.
Anyway.
AJ, I do have an interesting question for you because both
Yes.
Christy and I grew up as child actors as well, and the business is changing so much from what we knew to what you undoubtedly are
We're old,
going through.
AJ. We're old
We're old
people.
people. My question is, how is it still balancing your career and school?
I mean.
I was just thinking about that. It's honestly not that hard, especially with technology nowadays. It's not like I have to be at school to learn everything. So, I mean, it's really quite simple, honestly. Just email my teacher, hey, I'm going to miss school. I'm shooting these days, or I have an audition. I have to leave early. And they'll just send me the work. If I have any questions, then I can go to them the next day, get some tutoring. And yeah.
And when you're on the set, is it still 3 hours a day? Do you still need a studio set teacher for three hours?
I do still need a set teacher.
All right. So it hasn't changed all that much.
So when you show up, you okay, this is really interesting, because even when I did Kim Possible, I like did something where I didn't do 3 hours anytime I showed up.
You bank.
I guess I banked on different days.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
You banked on off days, sure.
I did. I banked on the weekend.
Yeah.
I think I banked on the weekend. Okay, wow.
There you go. Wow.
It's tough, man. It's tough, AJ. But you but you're enjoying it. It's worth it to you to balance all that?
For sure.
What is it like for you to watch your voice married to your character, your cartoon character?
It's awesome. Like, I remember the first little demo that they showed us, the first bits of animation as I was finishing recording. And just looking at it, I got emotional. I was like, dude, that is me in a show that a bunch of people are going to watch, a show that my little brothers are going to love. And so I almost started crying, because I was like, that's my voice coming out of the character. And then, like I said before, just the Black Robin and being of like Black and Puerto Rican heritage, that's just so huge to see my voice coming out of that animation. So I'm still stunned, and I probably will be for as long as this goes on for.
Well, I mean, you can't beat first. So you will always in history be the first iteration of a Black Robin. That's enormous. I mean, as a Batman fanatic, that is huge. So congratulations, well earned, very cool.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Do you mind if we play a little bit now?
Okay.
Oh, of course. Well, of course not. I'd love to play. Let's do it.
So we sent you a script of something that we play called Across the Garden.
Pirates.
Yes, and you're going to be, if you don't mind, being our pirate captain.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a ton of fun. And we are joined by Jess Mario. Am I saying that right?
You are. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jess.
So nice to meet you. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Jess, this is AJ. AJ is one of the biggest up-and-coming voiceover actors in the biz. And
nice to meet you.
We are going to be playing today. For everybody joining us for the first time ever, we do this fun thing where every week we do a little bit of a animated scene where somebody gets to come in, an amateur voiceover actor, an undiscovered talent voiceover actor is how I like to say it, gets to come in and play for a quick scene, and they get to play with some of the best in the business. And today we are going to be playing with AJ Hudson. And of course, we are, for those of you who know, it is Across the Garden, where Christy and I are two little mice trying to make it across a garden
ill-fated
to get to the mall. Ill-fated. We came up with these characters on the fly. We both, right after we came up with them, were like, man, I wish we came up with something different. But this is what we got, and now we have been stuck with these two wonderful characters, Ricky and Mocha. I think if the last time memory serves, they were still trying to get to the mall. We say that every week because that's just the way it is. So if it's okay with you, we would love, AJ, for you to play Fleabeard.
Sounds good.
And
ooh, he should try his accent.
He gets to pick his pirate accent. And then, Jess, if you could be Pegleg. That will be great. I will be Red Hat, and I'll also be Mark. Actually, you know what, Christy?
Yeah.
You be Red Hat.
Okay.
Is only one line. Oh,
I get to be another character?
Yes, and I will be Mark. And then we'll all be the pirate crew as we're trying to get some background voices in, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Voice.
I will read the the stage directions, and we will get to play. So, ladies and gentlemen, everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go as we try to make it once again Across the Garden. Fade in, interior woods continuous. Ricky and Mocha are happily running towards the mall. We're here. We're actually here.
I swear I would cry if I wasn't dead inside.
They laugh as they jump a log and sprint forward. Oh, what are you going to do when you see your boyfriend? Wait, is he even going to be here?
No. You remember, I wasn't even important enough for him to hang around.
Then why are we still going to the mall?
Because it's a quest. A quest that we needed to finish. Especially after everything we've been through. And Nordstrom is having a sale for mice.
Okay. Oh, it's right there. We just have to...
Oh, son of a...
We pull back to find Ricky and Mocha standing in front of a large lake. It's probably just a big puddle, separating them from the mall. Oh, well, now what?
Well, we can start with ye turning over all ye jewels and doubloons.
Ricky and Mocha turn to find Fleabeard, a patchy, furried rat with a long gray beard dressed like a pirate.
What?
Doubloons.
They just stare.
Hey, can someone help me out? Am I saying it right?
A crew of perfectly dressed rat pirates walks over and surrounds Ricky and Mocha. One of them steps forward.
Ye be saying it true, Captain. Doubloons. Moolah.
Still nothing.
Money.
Money.
I get it now.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. We don't have any of that.
Ye don't, do ye? Well then. How do you think ye be getting past the toughest crew that ever sailed the high seas? Pegleg!
A rat with a peg leg steps forward.
One eye!
A rat with a one eye steps forward.
No hands!
Yep, a rat with no hands waves.
Green hat!
A rat with a red hat steps forward.
Oh, sorry, the captain be colorblind.
And Mark.
A rat kind of dressed like a pirate but looking at his iPhone steps forward. Hi, I'm Mark.
Tis me brother-in-law. Now, what are we gonna do if ye got no money? Pegleg, what do we normally do in this situation? I be forgetting.
It really all depends, Captain. If and I be honest with ya, ye. Sorry, this has never really happened before.
It hasn't. Well, then I'm guessing we don't have no rules to follow. Make 'em walk the plank!
The rest of the crew shifts around uncomfortably.
Captain? We ain't got the plank no more.
We ain't.
We actually ain't got the ship no more. Remember, Captain? We had to sell it to Mark to get out of debt.
Hi, I'm Mark.
That's why we was pirating on the land instead of the high seas.
Ah, that'd be right. Stupid family. I swear sometimes. Well, do you have anything of value we can steal?
We kind of have a reputation to uphold.
Ricky and Mocha look to each other and start feeling around in their pockets. I have this gum.
Yes, gum! It be ours now, arg! What flavor it be?
It be Fruit Stripe, Captain.
Aw, Fruit Stripe. The flavor goes away so fast.
I don't like it.
It's the best and then it's the worst. And there's only three pieces left. What?
What are you doing?
Don't even get her own pieces.
Get some more
looking forward to that, man.
Boo. Well, enough at all ye. Ye just have to share.
Fleabeard looks off camera.
One of ye, please help Mark with the wrapper.
Hi, Mark.
Excuse me, but how can we get across the lake so we can get to the mall?
I have no ye idea, ye. Be off with ye before ye... This is exhausting.
Fleabeard walks off in a huff. Pegleg walks over.
Go down to the first pier, and you'll be able to find a boat.
Thank ye.
Well, let's get going. We ain't be there yet.
Oh, yikes.
What, that wasn't good?
And they're out as they continue on their journey. Yay!
That was long, but so funny. Great job, Jess.
Jess and AJ, of course, but Jess killing it.
Oh, my goodness.
That was incredible. So, Jess, where can everybody find you if they want to look for you on social media stuff?
Oh, sure. So my handle on social media is at the JC Explorer.
Nice.
And what do you do there other than be absolutely fun with your voice?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So by day, I am a social media manager and copywriter. And by night, I do some freelance commercial voiceover work and some small parts in indie films and some background work.
Yay, Jess, we're rooting
that
for you.
Awesome. Thank you. I know you can do it. That's how you make a career in this business. You work. That's all you can do. So congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully someday we're going to be getting all of these animated to our own little...
I can't wait to see these animated.
Wait. It's going to be a ton of fun to see little Ricky and Mocha trying to finally make it across the garden. Thank you again for joining us, Jess, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Christy. I have to say, this is so exciting and such a joy because I've grown up. I was a 90s kid with both of you. Will, I'm rewatching Boy Meets World right now, and it's still such a comfort show. And even in my 30s, it's still making me laugh.
Oh, I appreciate
that. His podcast.
Yeah, I just started. So I'm rewatching along with you.
That's good.
And Christy, I grew up on Kim Possible. I mean, what a smart, funny, badass character to watch when I was a little girl. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jess. We appreciate you.
Appreciate that
so
much, Jess.
And it was so nice meeting you, AJ. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Bye.
Oh, that was
sweet. That was fun.
AJ, you killed it. You said you're working on accents, but I heard a pirate. I heard a pirate.
Thank you.
100%. Like, you nailed it. That's and you know what? I wanted to call back to what we talked about when we first started interviewing AJ, which was the difference between somebody who starts super young and how they're sort of almost like introduced to the world of voice acting, and how I think like you're like locked in to it now, you know?
Oh, yes.
And I think that's because what we've talked about with these older actors that are working on camera mostly, they have that microphone in front of them and they're so awkward. And so the element of like magic, it goes out, you know, like when, Will, when you talk about playing and being like childlike.
Sure.
The difference between childish and childlike, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the thing is there's also... A lot of voiceover or a lot of on-camera actors have it in their head that there's a right way and a wrong way to act, which is just not accurate. And there's much more freedom when it's just you and a microphone. People think it's more restrictive, but it's not at all. It's exactly the opposite. It is so much more freeing because you don't care where you're standing. It's not about how you look. It's not about what you're wearing. It's about acting. It's you and the microphone, and you get to play.
Hi, it's Bethany Frankel. My time on The Real Housewives of New York is a few years behind me, and now I'm ready to put the real back into The Real Housewives. That's where my new podcast, Rewives, comes in. This isn't your typical rewatch podcast. I'm watching only the most iconic episodes from all cities. I'm sharing never-before-heard stories of what happened behind the scenes. And I'm not just pulling in cast members for post-game analysis. I'm doing something a little more interesting. If you've ever seen an episode of The Real Housewives, you know the drill. But beyond throwing drinks and legs, there are lessons about marriage, divorce, friendship, money, parenting, and fame. If you have the right minds, analyze and dig deeper. So I'm bringing on unexpected thought leaders and celebrities to give their take on the chaos. This season, I sit down with Elizabeth Moss, Kevin Nealon, Susie Orman, Griffin Johnson, and more. You'd think that there isn't much to learn from flipping tables and yanking wigs, but that's where you're wrong. Listen to Rewives with Bethany Frankel.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
AJ, very quickly, I want to talk about the differences between on-camera acting and voiceover acting, because we always ask people which one they prefer.
Yeah.
Is there one that you prefer to the other, if you had to pick?
You know, this is going to be interesting. I actually do prefer on-screen acting. Just, I think, my personality and my outgoingness, I believe that's a word. It just, I like to be moving around and seen on screen. But at the same time, voice acting is like creeping its way up there on my favorite scale, because I just get to do so much with just my voice.
It is a very easy thing to fall in love with, isn't it?
Yes, so easy.
So other than Batwheels, what else can we see you in?
Batwheels, just for voiceover or just anything?
Anything you want, anything you want. Your time.
Let's think. Quick. What have I done? I'm sure on YouTube you can look up, like, I did some Citibank commercials when I was like 9. I did Ready Player One. Actually, they took my part out of the movie.
Dang, it happens.
It was still a great experience. You know, I got to meet Mr. Spielberg, so that was just
wow,
amazing. And
what was your part? Now you got to tell us all, because I'm a big fan of Ready Player One. What was your part that they cut out?
It was me and my friend at the end. I think we were loading up a game, but I think the setting that we were in didn't make sense to compared to where everything else was. Like, we had a lot of grass, and like there was not much grass seen in the movie, so it wouldn't have made sense.
You still got to shoot, and you got to meet Spielberg.
Yeah, that was. And also, I did Blackish last year. I did an episode of Blackish.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Episodic television.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, AJ, somebody told me something at one of the beginnings of my career, and I wish I would have listened, to journal and to try to keep as much knowledge of what you're experiencing as possible, only just as like some older person wisdom who started young and didn't really take into account a lot of that. And now I'm trying to remember a lot of like facts, because I'm working on a memoir. And it's like hard to kind of remember a lot of these things. But that's just an aside. And I don't know why I feel like I'm just like, I love you and I want to hug you and root for you.
I want to root for you too. I have some more wisdom for you. The other thing they always tell you to do as a young actor, decoupage. Very important. It's like I'm kidding.
Stop.
What is this term?
Stop. It means he's being silly.
Decoupage is like, it's like,
or you could paint minis like Will.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could collage. Make sure as a kid you collage all the time.
No, stop okay. it. He's no, giving me a hard time, believe it or not.
I am, because she's giving you the wisdom of the ages.
You know what? That could be a good
tip. It's good advice because, you know, again, when we went back to start Boy Meets World, I found an old journal, and it was interesting to be able to read about, like, the first table read that I did and stuff like that. So it is. It's good advice to make sure that you're remembering now, because we're guessing in, you know, 2-3 years, you're not going to want to come on our podcast anymore because you're going to be way too busy. And way too famous to do
Never.
All that kind of stuff to help us out. But Batwheels is on HBO Max, right?
Yes, HBO Max and Cartoonito.
Yay.
That is awesome. Cartoonito, HBO Max, check it out. It is totally going to be the coolest thing in the world. See a Batman for everybody, which we can't wait to see.
Yes.
So congratulations.
And a Robin
again.
For everybody. So here,
and
here.
And a Robin Woo-hoo. For everybody. And where can people find you social-wise? Oh, wait, is that your pop?
It is. Well, it's not... my pop, but you know, we got it in New York. It's a
Robin,
sure,
pop.
It is a Robin, so I hold it dear to me.
Aww. You should. You're Robin now. You're part of the family. That's the way it works. You
yes.
are officially part of the Bat family now.
Yeah, that is.
That's totally cool. Someday you will have a Batman insignia tattooed on you somewhere.
Somewhere.
I have already got mine. You've now earned it, so you're in. Totally cool. Where can people find you on socials?
Social media. My Instagram is AJ the Actor. AJ Can Act on Twitter. And AJ the Actor on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, AJ. It's so amazing to see what is the start of going to be an absolutely incredible career.
So
it's going to be a big show, and congratulations on everything you're doing.
Thank you again.
We love you,
Thank
AJ.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so much fun.
No worries.
Yes, we're going to have you back when you're like, I don't even remember those people or what I was doing with them, but... I guess now, in between the 9 movies I'm doing, I'm going to have to go
I
back
guess,
and
you know,
be
just
on
for
Iron
a
Voice.
Few minutes, I
Stranger
guess,
Things,
I
whatever, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Congratulations, AJ. Thanks
Thank
so much
guys.
For joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Well, that was really cool. And you know what else it made me realize is that everyone out there starts from somewhere, right?
Well, yeah, and it's also, it's incredible to kind of see, I was trying not to get into my head that I was talking to myself at 16, you know, because you're seeing the start of this incredible career and already doing so many wonderful things in the voiceover world and the people we talked about, you know, we didn't want to get too much into working with Kathy Bates and Samuel L. Jackson and Ted Danson and Danny DeVito and all, because we try to stick around mostly voiceover acting, but the career is already starting pretty phenomenally and going just skyrocketing. I mean, already part of the Bat family and the first Black Robin ever. I mean, as a nerd and as a Batman nerd, to know that you've done something that is first and you will always be the first something in the Batman franchise is just next level to me.
You could tell how much having a voiceover career meant to him, especially with Batwheels as part of his legacy. And that starts now at 16. Like, I can relate to that as being Kim Possible as a 16-year-old and being like, wow, I'm the voice of this young generation. And so, yeah, we are rooting for AJ. We're also rooting for all of you guys who want to start their careers somewhere. Everybody starts somewhere. And we obviously are going to be announcing some really big things very soon. So please stay tuned and, you know, get the word out.
Yeah, that's the other thing is it's a great transition to everybody starts their career somewhere. One of the places you can start your career is going to be here on I Hear Voices, because we are going to be launching the
The Supreme.
Nope.
Amazing time.
Nope.
Funky,
wrong.
Fresh,
yes.
Amazing.
Ooh, now
contest.
You're really just going. It's the super awesome contest to become the next voice actor is going to be launching very, very soon. We've got incredible prizes that are coming out. And one of those is, while nobody can kick open the door for you except you, we can crack it. So we will be able to crack the door a bit, and then you're going to have to shoulder your way in and show us that you are meant to stay with your own talent and drive. But we can crack the door, which is going to be a pretty great step in the right direction. So once again, that is the it's on the tip of my tongue. What's it called again, Christy?
Don't do it. Tuesday, we will find muffins in the sale aisle.
You realize now contest. You're just saying words next to each other.
That's what you pulled me through.
The super awesome contest to become the next voiceover actor will be coming out very soon. We're going to be able to really get into the prizes. It's going to be absolutely incredible. We are also on Instagram at I Hear Voices on Instagram, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, I Hear Voices Podcast.
There you go. I Hear Voices Podcast on Instagram. And thanks for sticking with us. This was a very cool episode. We've got many more coming. And don't forget, if you think you have what it takes to be the next great voiceover actor, well, step up to the mic and put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman, and Vicky Ernst Chang. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast. To see the video stream, subscribe to my YouTube channel.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.